With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To Seattle. Now, from the Star Rental Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, kiddos, headlines on a Wednesday night right here live from Husky Stadium on Softy and Dick, brought to you, of course, by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Extremely difficult. Boy, they were so close. So close.
So, the Seahawk injury update is out for the game on Sunday with the Rams. DNP did not participate in practice. Chris Carson, Ethan Posa, Quentin Dunbar, Benson Mayowa, Shaq Griffin, Carlos Hyde, Brian Monet, KJ Wright, limited, Ugo Amadi, Dwayne Brown, Greg Olson, Mike Iupati, full participation, everybody else. For the Rams, did not participate. Left tackle Andrew Whitworth, David Edwards, offensive lineman, and Daryl Henderson Jr., running back, did not practice today for the Rams.
Panther star running back Christian McCaffrey will not play in Week 10 after injuring his shoulder against Kansas City in his first week back last week. And we've got new public enemy number one, Dave.
Ooh, who's that?
Oklahoma City Thunder have hired their new head coach.
Yeah, he's a nobody.
That's right. Mark Dagno, I believe you pronounce it. He is their new, now our least favorite head coach in the NBA.
What's his name again?
Mark Dagno.
Are you pronouncing that right?
I'm just guessing.
Diagno?
It's D-A-I.
Is there an apostrophe?
It's D-A-I-G. Okay. And then like N-E-U-X. Yeah.
How about this? How about Mark Stupid? How's that sound? New head coach of the Thunder. NFL Ravens bringing in former Seahawk tight end Luke Wilson for a workout. And the Bengals have claimed former Falcons defensive end Tack McKinley off waivers, which, by the way, according to Ian Rappaport, the Seahawks did not put a claim in on Tack McKinley. So probably didn't want the guy.
Jordan.
That's what I deduce.
That's what you deduce?
Yes.
Well, he does play the same position as Dunlap, so... Yeah. Georgia-Missouri game has been postponed due to positive COVID test. That leaves only 3 of 7 SEC games to be played this week. And in the Big Ten, Ohio State and Maryland also canceled.
So with Carlos Dunlap, as we're back now at Husky Stadium, Jimmy Lake Show at 6 p.m., would Carlos Dunlap's appearance on the roster preclude you from putting a claim in for another defensive end if that guy was available?
It
like, you know what? Christian McCaffrey got let go, but we have Chris Carson. We're fine. We don't need him.
Right. It wouldn't.
DeAndre Hopkins got let go, but we have Lockett and Metcalf, so we're good.
Yeah, I would always. I mean, put a claim in and see, right?
Of course, of course. You don't have to sign the guy,
exactly.
Right? But I just think that they need as much help as they can get with that rotation. It's funny how, you know, I made this analogy. I think on Monday that the Seahawks defense is like my golf game. I mean, one day the putter's working, but the driver's not. One day your wedge is working, but your fairway irons aren't. One day your driver works, but nothing else does. It's like the day that the freaking pass rush finally looks good against Buffalo, the secondary is garbage in that game on Sunday.
Well, one may beget the other, though.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why it looked good is they were bringing the house,
right.
Which kills the defensive backfield. So that's probably one. I mean, a lot of times you're going to get a lot of sacks on the same day that you don't have very good coverage because you don't have a lot of bodies back there 10 to 20 yards from the quarterback.
Well, I just think that they got to do that consistently to get home, and that really is difficult. I think it's difficult for Pete Carroll. It's difficult for Ken Norton Jr. I mean, the best defense is out there, the ones that can rush 4 and drop 8 or 7, right? Even the ones that can rush 3 and drop 8. So can they do that at any point in time this year? Are the Seahawks going to be able to get home without blitzing? I would love to know. And maybe Pro Football Focus, maybe this is a homework assignment for us. We can look this up. How many sacks do the Seahawks get without blitzing? I would gather the number is not very big.
One hand, and maybe your guy that only had one finger, remember?
Yeah,
you
correct.
Talked about him earlier in the
and
show.
And no fingers on the other hand.
No finger on the other hand.
At least he can pick his nose.
I want to see what Rasheem Green and Carlos Dunlap can do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what those guys can do. And, you know, Snacks Harrison in there, he's not a pass rusher per se, but he's going to collapse the pocket,
you would think, right?
He's going to push the center back into Jared Goff's face a couple of times. So I think they should go back to a more standard defense. Pressure every once in a while, right? Okay, obvious passing situation. Okay, bring an extra guy. Send Jamal Adams. But I'm afraid of what Jamal Adams is going to look like in coverage against Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp.
Right.
That scares me.
Well, they had 7 sacks on Sunday versus Buffalo. One 3.5 of them came from linebackers and safeties. Okay. And then 3.5 came from Jaron Reed and Carlos Dunlap. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, half? I mean, is that a bad number? I don't know. I just would be curious to know how much of that comes from their back end, how much of it comes from the back seven versus the front four. I don't really care how they get it. I just don't think that you got to be in a position every time where the only way you can get pressure is by blitzing. And I totally agree with you, man. I mean, this game, the Arizona game coming up, any game that features a downfield passing attack where you feel like you have to use Jamal Adams in pass coverage is scary. So what I'm hoping for the rest of the year, you're asking me how to fix this? Jaron Reed, what he did Sunday against Buffalo, do it again. Jordan Brooks, let's go. Rasheem Green, let's go. Terrell Taylor, get your ass off the IR. Get on the field. Let's start doing something. KJ Wright, play the way you played on Sunday versus Buffalo. They need those guys to step up because Jamal Adams has to be able to do what he's best at. This is like telling Shaquille O'Neal, hey, you know what? We just are going to rely on you to win games by shooting free throws for us. Bad idea. Bad idea. So they got to. Jaron Reed, to me, is huge. The game he had Sunday, yep, that's the best game the guy's had in 2 years, Dick.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to beat Philadelphia in 3 weeks? And I'll tell you why I'm asking you this.
The game is in Philadelphia on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Where they play great in primetime.
Yes.
Yes, I believe they'll beat Philadelphia.
I agree with you. Yes. I believe they'll beat Philadelphia. Yes. Okay.
I think you're a fool to bet against the Hawks in primetime.
If that is the case, then they're going to have a 4-game winning streak after these next two games.
Right.
Because they're playing Washington, the Jets, and the Giants after that.
Okay, and they're 6-2 right now.
And so that's 10-2. All you really need to do over the next two games is split.
Yeah.
All you need to
do is
It's not my 4-2, and that's why I would have signed
up
for 4-2. Of course, that's
now
why
you're saying you wouldn't take 4-2. Now you're okay with that 4-2.
No. I would have taken 4-2 back before we played any games.
Okay, all right.
But we've already lost two. But right now, I mean, think about it. There's going to be panic in the streets in Seattle if we lose this game on Sunday, right?
Right.
There will be panic in the streets. But what I'm saying is, if you lose it, even if you lose this game on Sunday,
you're
but you can find
three.
A way to beat Arizona in a revenge game, then all of a sudden the schedule, the sky has just opened up for you after
that. I guess the question is, do you, going down your road,
do you take two of the next three?
Would you take 1-1 of the next two?
As long as you can guarantee me Philadelphia, I would.
I can't guarantee you Philadelphia. I'm just talking about the next two games. Rams, Arizona. Do you take 1-1 right now? I think you do. If you're as confident in the Eagle game, which is 3 weeks away, I mean, dude, with this team and their roster, you know how much stuff can happen between now and the Eagle game on Monday night?
Yeah. I don't think it's insane. I don't think I would because I don't think Russell Wilson's ever lost three games in a row, has he?
He has never lost three games in a row.
Would take a 3-game losing streak and 4 of 5 then. I don't think that happens, even with this defense playing the way it's happening.
Well,
so, no, I won't take 1-1 over the next two games.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned the revenge game against the Cardinals, and I don't know if players, you know, kind of operate like that. I mean, fans do for sure. There's no question about that, but I don't know if you hear guys talking like that about revenge games. I just think the Cardinals are a really bad matchup for them, period, because of Kyler Murray's legs.
Well, yes.
That's it.
But you dominated that game for three. You did not trail in that game until the ball went through the uprights in overtime.
True, and it also took Russell Wilson having a horrible second half to lose the game. But if you go back and look at the play-by-play, which we talked about, the defense started getting pushed around in the second quarter, okay?
Yep.
Outside of the one punt and the one horrible pass by Kyler to Quandre Diggs after Russell Wilson had his pick, that defense was pushed around from the second quarter on in that game. And maybe that's the reason why Russell Wilson was pressing. I don't know. Walters yesterday said no, but you go back and look at the way that game went from the mid-second quarter on, that defense was getting thumped by the Cardinals offense.
The Rams...
Why are we talking Cardinals? They're playing the Rams on Sunday.
I know.
The hell's wrong with us?
I don't think the Rams are a very good team, but you just talked about matchups.
I do
think the Rams are a good matchup. The Seahawks are a good matchup for the Rams.
Yeah.
They just are.
From a quarterback perspective, much better.
I'm just
much
like, better. I think the Rams are like a 9-7-ish, just kind of barely above average team. But for some reason, they give the Hawks fits.
Yeah, well, they give the Hawks fits mostly because of Aaron Donald. I mean, he's been a massive problem for them. This is, if Mike Solari, who's done a great job with this offensive line, really wants to take that next step and be like in the upper echelon elite offensive line coach category, yep. Shut this guy down Sunday.
Absolutely.
Shut his ass down on Sunday. Kevin Harlan, we'll ask Kevin, would he take the 2 seed right now or roll the dice and go for the big prize of the #1 overall seed? Kevin Harlan's take on the Rams as well. Hawks coming up. We'll talk to him next, courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino.
The Chiefs bench is delirious. The crowd with arms in the air.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio KJR.
Rolls out of the pocket, sidearm throw, caught, goal line, touchdown.
We take a look inside the NFL with CBS Sports and Westwood One's Kevin Harlan.
A 5-yard laser.
Brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. The beautiful, brand new Emerald Queen Casino, located on I-5 in Tacoma, is now open. Come check it out today.
Over the center, catch of the pylon.
Now with Kevin Harlan, here's Dave Softy Mahler.
Here's the first down handoff and Cook, like a bullet break. Oh, he's gone! There he goes, galloping, chased on the play by Kirsten Trufant. Give him 6! What a play! 70-yard run! Dalvin Cook, there may be none better in the NFL than this guy right here.
Hey, big thanks to the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Pacific Northwest. Don't forget half-price apps and the Summit Sports Bar during every Seahawk game, home or away. Here he is, joining us right now on the radio program, fresh off that great call of the Minnesota Lion game. He's got Denver and the Vegas Raiders this weekend, the Vikings and the Bears again on Monday night. Our friend, your friend, everybody's friend, Kevin Harlan. How are you, pal?
Well, I'm glad we're friends. That's always good. That's a good way to start the show, right?
Yeah,
friendly,
yeah.
And on the same page and raring to go.
Hey, listen, you keep coming on this show, and we can keep being pals, all right? The day that ends, you're done. We're out of here. Forget about it. Well, lots of stuff to go over, man. The NFL is talking about expanding the playoffs. They're talking about adding a week 18 to the regular season, getting rid of the bye. I know you and I discussed that last week in your travels in the last week or so. Have you heard anything more that would maybe be able to add to that conversation? Because something like that could obviously directly affect a team like the Seahawks.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think the NFL is very well aware of what is going on in the country with the spike in virtually every locale in the United States, figuring that, as the days get shorter and colder, people are inside where the spread can be more prevalent, and there could be some real issues. And I think they're just trying to set the stage for what could be a scenario if they had to shut things down, close shop for a week or two, get people healthy, bring them back, and start what would be a little tournament. I'm not really sure how much they think is there, but I think they feel enough is there to begin to put this out there that they are making fans aware, media aware of where their thinking is. I think it's smart. I think you've got to.
Yeah.
Clearly, there is a rise, a spike all over the country, and it needs to be addressed, in a very scientific, medically cohesive way by the league, and yet with the preservation of the season as a backdrop. And I think this is a very smart thing to do, and probably one, Dave, of many plans they've got on the board right now that they're considering.
Well, it's good to have a plan, good to be ready in case something like this does happen. So I do appreciate it from that perspective, Kevin. And, Dick and I were talking yesterday on the air, had a great question. If you're a Hawk fan, would you take a guaranteed #2 seed right now in the NFC playoffs or roll the dice for that one, knowing that you could end up as a wild card and maybe lose the West? Would you take the 2 seed right now if it was offered to you?
I think I would if I were the Seahawks. I'm worried about that defense. You and I have talked about this, for the last 6 weeks or so. The defense is the one Achilles heel. You get in November and December, the good teams begin to really lock down what they're doing. The Seahawks are a good team, but defensively we know they've really had their struggles. And Russell's had a couple of off weeks here in terms of turnovers. Numbers, obviously are Wilson-esque, but the turnovers have got to be a concern. Maybe he's trying to do too much. What he has said this week, I have not read, but you know, these have been a couple games here where the ball's been turned over, and I'm not saying it's time to panic. And you always hit a lull. The best teams do, and this is one of the best teams. I'm trying to think of the other teams. You know, we just saw Tampa Bay lay a gigantic egg on Sunday night. I don't know where Green Bay is right now. I think the Vikings are a team worth watching. The Bears are probably one of those teams that deserves some consideration because their defense is so good. So we've got teams all over the map, and when I think there's that kind of uncertainty and the compass is not, you know, pointed necessarily in a stable position, maybe take the 2 seed, even though you'd relinquish a bye, but say, you know what, this is pretty good. Considering what our defense has been like, let's maybe just bank on this right now and take our chances. And let's be honest, right, Dave? Let's be honest. When you get in the playoffs, we have seen the very last seeds work all their way through the various stages to the Super Bowl and win. So there's no doubt that once you're in, it's a brand new season, and you just don't know. Why not begin with a chance to, you know, at least begin on the better side of that wide open scenario?
Yeah.
And that's what a 2 seed would do for you.
Well, you saw the Seahawks on Sunday just get hammered by Buffalo. And of course, you know, the fans' reaction, very calm after that game. Yeah. Kind of the exact opposite, actually. And look, I mean, I'm concerned too. I mean, dude, Kevin, they have not allowed that many points since 2009 when Jim Mora was in week 16 at Lambeau against the Packers. So this is very un-Pete Carroll-esque what you're seeing right now from this defense. I guess my question would be, with reinforcements coming, Shaquille Griffin, maybe Damon Harrison, guys like Michael Kendricks, Jamal Adams has to play better, blah, blah, blah. Can this be fixed? Or at this point in time in week 9, are they kind of what they are at this point?
If the reinforcements are here in the next couple weeks, yes, absolutely. You know, they're always going to be able to score. And they just got to shore up the defense.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Get some of these regular names back. Yeah, that changes the game. It doesn't take, you know, 5 or 6 guys. It can sometimes only be 2 key defensive players. And it sounds like that may be on the horizon. And if indeed they do come back, I would feel good about my month of December. But make no mistake about it, defense will be needed. You can outscore your opponent for just so many games. And come playoff time, like it is in the NBA and basketball, when the pace slows down, you play more half court. Same is true in the NFL. You need your defense because it can travel. And that would be my one concern.
You know, we mentioned Jamal Adams there, and I remember when the deal came down. I don't want to, you know, put words in your mouth, but you were a little skeptical about giving up 2 first-round draft picks for Jamal Adams. I could hear it in your voice that you thought maybe that was a little bit...
Did I say that, though? He's a game-changing guy, though, an elite player.
Yeah.
He's a top 5 player at his position, maybe a top 3. At the time of the trade,
So
it's easy to look backwards and say, "Well, look at his performance. Look, and so I get it, but I don't know. I still loved him when he was with the Jets, and you get number 1 picks, and it's a 50-50. I think what I said actually, it was a 50-50 flip of the coin.
Yeah,
and I'm going to get a guy who's tried and true, who's been decorated, playing for a god awful team. Now, maybe because they were so bad and so many players have brought him were that bad that he stood out even more, I still think he's one of the elite players at that position going into the season at the time of the trade.
Yeah, well, your inflection that day, if I remember correctly, your tone of voice, and now you're saying it was a 50-50 flip of the coin. That's not exactly
I always
a
say that
huge endorsement.
You Well, even like a Trevor Lawrence, he's no slam dunk. Hey, listen, we've had a lot of guys as talked about out of college as he's been,
yeah,
and fall right on their face. Kelly Smith and Tim Couch and the high pick for the then Oakland Raiders out of LSU,
Jamarcus Russell. Yeah.
I mean, we got guys that were just no doubt slam dunk. You know, and you just never know. Here was a guy who had played, had been recognized. And I thought it was a marriage made in heaven, especially with the legacy at that position on that defense.
Let me ask you this, though, because here's the long-winded way of me getting to this question, Kevin. This is the worst defense in the NFL based on yards per game. They're on pace to give up, I think, 1,000 more yards than the worst defense in the history of football. Their pass defense is terrible. And there are folks out here who are ready now to say that giving up 2 first-round draft picks for Jamal Adams was a mistake. What do you say to them?
I say at the time, you deal with the best information you have at the time. I don't think there's a general manager in the NFL, if they had a team that was perhaps going into the season in this very weird offseason, going into the season, thought if we're one player away, especially at that position, that's a quarterback of your defense. If we're one player away, one elite player away, you know, from really, because we feel pretty good about other parts of our team, one elite player away for a couple unknowns in the first round, when we're going to be taken late in the first round at best because we think we're better than, you know, at least half the teams in the league. I don't know. I think there'd be a lot – general managers in that same position, I think a lot of guys that have made that trade, I got to be honest.
Yeah, I got you.
Two number ones is pretty stiff. I do not disagree. But this guy was you know, among – going into this season after what he had done, among the elite at his position. And if they felt that strongly, I think you work with the best information you have at the time. And I surely it would be 50-50. You may have half that would say yes, half that would say no. My guess is it would be 80 yes and 2 no. 8 yes, 2 no. 80% yes would make that deal. If they got a guy like that with a team like they felt they had going into the season, yes, I think they would have made that deal.
I'm going to read you some numbers, Kevin. Kevin Harlan with us.
What are you, a tax guy? What number? What
do
you
yes, mean? 48.9%. That's the tax bracket that you're in. I got bad news for you, pal. I'm going to give you some numbers here, and I want you to give me one quick guess as to what these numbers are. 12 games, 12 sacks, 51 tackles, 19 tackles for loss, and 33 quarterback hits. What do those numbers represent?
Those represent an all-pro guy. Are those for a career?
Those are for over a 12-game run.
Oh, my gosh.
12 games, 33 quarterback hits, 12 sacks, 19 tackles for loss, 51 tackles.
That all-pro credentials. Who is it?
Aaron Donald against the Seahawks.
Okay, you're talking in a series of games.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right.
12 games against the Hawks.
All right.
He's killing us, and we're seeing him on Sunday.
He's the best defensive player for the last, 4 or 5 years in the NFL, maybe?
Yeah.
I know people go crazy over J.J. Watt, and, you know, he plays a position where there's a lot of splash plays, but there's no defensive player in the league that comes close, I don't think, to Aaron Donald. Those numbers. I don't know if you're talking in season. I don't know. You're talking in series. I mean, which he is a Canton-bound, surefire slam dunk, first ballot, probably unanimous choice, Hall of Fame player. He is the most disruptive guy at his position. He has been for the last 6 years or whatever. And the numbers back it up, and the analytics really back it up. And you're just giving numbers that we all use. You go into the analytics, stunning what he has done. And you're talking about him against one team. Now, granted, I don't know, what he's going up against, your center and your guards. You know, he's playing, three technique, one technique. But listen, the guy, He is a Hall of Fame defensive end. And actually, when all is said and done, if he keeps this up, I don't know how much longer, if he stopped playing today, you'd have to say that at his position, he may have been one of the top three players at his position in the last 40 years in the NFL. Maybe longer, maybe ever. I don't know. Stunning numbers. He's that good and that highly respected.
He's been unblockable against the Seahawks. Unblockable.
But
no doubt.
You're not the only offensive line saying that now.
I know.
Everybody's saying it.
But all those are all highs for him against one team. I mean, you can't just take one of those numbers and make it like against the Cardinals or the Niners. All of them have to come against the Hawks. And you mentioned analytics there, Kevin. And you're kind of, I think an old school guy. I've been doing this for a long time. How much have you embraced analytics when you get ready for a broadcast? Like, do you have a subscription to Pro Football Focus and you're poring over numbers before you go on the air?
Well, we used to, and before they were subscription, I went there all the time. And now we get flooded with numbers because there have been so many spinoffs of Pro Football Focus. I still think it's probably as good an analytics service as there is. And if you're into that kind of thing, there's probably no site better. But there are others, too. You know, Football Outsiders is a great place to go. CBS has, Stats, Inc. I mean, there are all kinds of them out there now. But Pro Football Focus, because they were so widely thought of and highly thought of and so widely used, it has spun off many other derivatives of what they've done. So I love them, but there are a lot out there that are good, and I think they mean something. These teams subscribe, these teams use them, and they will pay attention to what how quick the ball is out of a quarterback's hand. Just among hundreds of different ways to look at the success of a quarterback, offensive line, defensive line rush, coverage, man coverage, zone, just all kinds of different ways to look at the NFL. It's a way to break it down. In the NBA, where I come from as well, the analytics are just crazy, from distance of the shot to the kind of defender that's guarding you. As a broadcaster and as a writer, I'm sure you've got to know when to hit the brakes and say, if I get much deeper into this, I'm going to drive myself crazy and my reader or my listener crazy. But there are some out there that are just really good, and Pro Football Focus is one of them.
Well, there's a lot of great ones. Baseball has a ton. OPS plus, ballpark adjusted ERA. I like in football, there's one that I use a lot, and that's PathBunk. Are you aware of that?
I am not.
PathBunk is passing average adjusted in front of broadcasters named Kevin. Did you know that most quarterbacks, when you call their games, have a passer rating 3 points lower than their average?
They do.
Yeah, they're nervous with you on the call.
Interesting. Are they? Well, I'd say, listen, get out there, let it rip, and I think you'll be happy with the result. I think we'll give it our all. We'll give it a go.
Hey, how about before you go, because I know you got the Vikings and Bears on Monday and the Broncos and Raiders on Sunday for TV, but what a weekend for Belichick and Brady. Belichick gets hammered by the Saints, obviously. Or excuse me, Brady gets hammered by the Saints, and Belichick barely beats the Jets on Monday night. Are we kind of finding out that maybe these guys needed each other more than they realized?
Well, quarterbacking is huge. You know that in Seattle, first and foremost. And certainly in a place like New England. But listen, New England has had the most significant opt-outs because of COVID of any team in pro football. And they have cap issues and just all kinds of, aging veterans and really no one to come in. And their drafting record has not been great. We know that. So it's a culmination of a lot of things. It's never one thing. It's always a lot. And we repeat that, I think, weekly on this show, and I apologize for sounding like a broken record, but it's true. It never is one thing. It's a lot of things. So, sure, Brady leaving hurts. Brady would have brought stability to the offense. You got a quarterback who I just don't think can throw like he once did. I think he's a shell of what he once was. He's always been an interesting guy in the locker room, big personality, a lot going on with this guy. I find him delightful to talk to. We always have been. He's been a former MVP in the league. He's taken a team to a Super Bowl. But, I mean, a complete, you know, 180 from Tom Brady, yeah. Like completely different.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to do a different kind of quarterback who has a different kind of way of communicating, different kind of persona than the guy before him. And all this, you know, is part of the story why the Patriots are what they are. A lot of it is different. I don't know about, you know, I know the coach down in Tampa Bay, Bruce Arians, has taken, you know, his share of criticism for how he is managing Brady. Yeah. I don't know how comfortable, but Brady's got a lot of tools, man, in his toolkit. He's got a lot of different weapons on that offense. For whatever reason, they can't get it going. And it was about as embarrassing a loss as I can ever recall for an elite player like Brady ever. Like, I'm having a hard time. Aaron Rodgers has had one or two of those, but Brady I don't think ever has. I've never seen Brady and the team he was on look so horrific than they did in a game. Now, it was sloppy, but New Orleans just shocking what happened. I could not believe the score when I got off the plane and was driving home on Sunday night. Could not believe it.
No doubt. Kevin Harlan, great stuff. Denver, Vegas for TV. Vikings, Bears on Monday Night Football, which you'll hear here on KJR. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk on Wednesday, pal. Appreciate this as always.
Thank you, Dave. Take care. Next Wednesday it is. Bye-bye.
You bet. Kevin Harlan with us on the air. We'll come back and get some picks for the Masters and give you a chance to win some free golf next on 950K.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's original diehard sports station. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, we're back. Jimmy Lake Show, of course, coming up at 6 p.m. tonight right here on 950 KJR. What was the name of Rex's wife in Napoleon Dynamite, Jackson?
Not the wife. I don't know Rex's wife.
You see, this is the problem.
Dude, he's got the llama.
He starts
the air.
Running his mouth off the air. The Try wife. Me on Napoleon Dynamite trivia, the and there's wife, no though. Idea what the hell he's talking about.
I knew Rex, but the wife? Who's the
what?
Wife's name?
Rex Kwon Do. What was the name of his wife? Somebody text in to 49451 right now. First winner gets $10 to Taco Time, courtesy of Jackson Feltz. Okay, so here's what we got. Courtesy of Lakeland Village Golf Course in Allen, Washington. Earlier today, Dick, you gave us six golfers to win the Masters tomorrow.
Indeed.
Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Cantlay, Tony Finau, and Jason Day.
Those are my six best bets with the wager. Not my six favorite golfers.
We want you.
Wager.
Yeah, we want you to pick one of those guys right now. Text us your name and one of those players. Pick one. At 49451, your name and either Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Cantlay, Tony Finau, or Jason Day, your first and last name and one of those players. And if one of those players wins and you picked them, the first 10 people with the right answer win a round of golf for two and cart at Lakeland Village Golf
Club. The pressure is on, man. I need one of those guys to win this thing, and I feel pretty good about it. I think those guys at the top, I mean, with Bryson DeChambeau, if you'd have told me somebody, if you tell me on Sunday evening, somebody won this by five, I'd say it's Bryson. If he can hit his wedges, he's going to do at the Masters what he did at the U.S. Open, and that is just lap the field. I just don't think he's going to – I'm not picking him to win as my number one guy. I'm picking DJ just because I think DJ's complete game is better than Bryson's complete game right
Anybody text in Starla to 49451 yet for $10 to Taco Time? Do we have any winners back there, Jackson, at all? Anybody?
Starla.
Try me on Napoleon Dynamite trivia. And the first question out of my mouth, the guy falls apart. Wilt's under pressure. Well, if anybody got it right, let me know the first one, and we'll take care of him. So Jimmy Lake coming up. We got about a minute left here, Dick, and could be a big weekend. As you said, man, crossing our fingers about 75 hours away from kickoff on Saturday. Dogs and Beavers, the outline of the east end of UW, by the way, is lit up in purple right now, and it looks freaking awesome.
It does. It looks great. And I feel really confident what's going to happen on one side of the football, and that is the OSU side of the football. They're not going to score more than 20 points. They probably won't score more than 17 points. It's the other side of the football. That's what I'm interested in. How is it going to look? I mean, the Huskies going to put up 40 and look great? Or are they going to struggle to score like they have much of the last 2 years and win like 23-16?
Would you take a 7-3 win right now?
No.
Guaranteed.
No. No, hell no.
Would Baird take a 7-3
really
win right now?
I'd be really scared of our offense if we score 7 points.
Well, Jimmy Lake, hopefully this is it. Game week, part two. We'll kick it off with Jimmy Lake joining us next on IMG right here on 950.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.